Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also co-author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Judy Werpman. Hi, Judy.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. All right, so we're having a day where everyone should have a carb snack almost immediately. But
oh, my. Well, certainly, go ahead on my account, even if it's simply breakfast cereal. But if the day already is starting with a carbohydrate snack,
no.
it has to be potatoes for dinner.
Yeah, and, you know, it's sort of interesting just because it's been in the last 10 minutes. But, you know, I think that before we get onto your topic very, very briefly, let us explain for everyone who hasn't been listening since the dawn of time, what that crack about having a carb snack was about.
Okay. If you want to feel better, you can rely on your brain to make you feel better, and you can rely on a chemical called serotonin, which everybody has heard of, to make you feel better. And we all know that you can take drugs called antidepressants that work on serotonin to at least take the edge off a bad mood, help take the edge off depression and anxiety and panic that they're unpleasant feelings. But the nice thing is, Jill, is that nature has said you don't need to have drugs unless you are truly suffering from a mental disorder. If you're simply experiencing the negative aspects of life, which hit us at all the time, then nature has said, and this is something that we didn't make up, it's what actually happens, that when you eat a carbohydrate food, and people should know that carbohydrates come in two forms, sugar and starch. But if you eat, let's say, breakfast cereal, cornflakes, to make the simplest example, and you eat that, what happens naturally is that insulin is released, and naturally, a particular amino acid called tryptophan gets into the brain and makes more serotonin immediately. So it's as if you're taking a natural antidepressant. And when you do this within 20 minutes or however long it takes for that carbohydrate to be digested, you are feeling better. And I'm not making this up because this is actually measurable. You can give people a drink containing a carbohydrate and they don't know what they're getting, or a protein. And after they have the protein, they feel the same as before, miserable or not. But if they're feeling miserable before they have the carbohydrate drink and they take a psychological test that measures their mood, they do feel better. Now, are they going to go out and feel as if they just won the lottery? No, but they're certainly going to be able to cope with whatever the world is throwing at them at that very minute and for the rest, for the next couple of hours.
So that's as simple as a handful of Cheerios?
So people will say, oh, you shouldn't be on a high-carb diet. You're going to gain weight. You're going to go from being a twiggy, to looking like, an old, big, gigantic tree trunk. Well, that's not true because you only need to eat about, if you're thinking in actual quantities, maybe 3/4 of a cup of Cheerios or half a cup of, a little shredded wheat squares or
what about frosted flakes? Can you give you frosted flakes?
Frosted flakes are fine. If you an English muffin, English muffins are very tiny. They haven't increased in size like everything else.
Shrank,
so an English muffin is about 120 calories, and if you want it to taste a little better, you can put a little bit of marmalade on it, and that is enough. A 3-ounce bag of pretzels, if it's the middle of the day, or rice cakes or rice crackers. It should be a fat-free, if possible, a very low fat, because who needs the extra fat calories if you're trying to feel better? And it should have very little protein in it, which is why I suggest breakfast cereal, because breakfast cereal is not a high-protein food. It's a low-protein food. It's a carbohydrate food.
And I don't know if anyone's old enough to remember that commercial, Little Dabble Do You, but in fact, a handful will do you. It changes.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is, you have to wait. It's, I've said this so many times, if you have a toothache or a headache, or even a fever, and you take a pain reliever or something like aspirin or Tylenol to deal with, let's say, a sore throat, you don't expect instant relief. When you swallow that last pill, you're not going to have the pain miraculously disappear that instant. You have to wait until it actually gets through your digestive system and into your blood. And if you, unless you are totally without any kind of thought processes, you would not continue taking the aspirin until you felt better, because then you probably would end up having your stomach pumped. No, you take the aspirin or the Tylenol and you wait. Well, the same thing has to happen when you eat the Cheerios or the pretzels or the English muffin or whatever else you choose to eat. You take a dose and you wait. Now, maybe hard because you're still feeling kind of bitchy and cranky and depressed and anxious and what have you, but you can't continue to eat, because if you do that, then you really will become depressed over the fact that you're eating too much and you probably have gained weight. You have to eat the handful and then wait about 20 minutes, and then you will feel better. You'll just sort of pick up your head and think, oh, I don't feel so bad anymore. Oh, okay, I can cope with this person who's making my life miserable. That's what happens.
Yep, and it's a, quoting, it's a pretty simple equation.
And it's natural. Right. And that's why I want, and I'll, you know, I don't have too much time, but I just want to talk about this unnatural fad that apparently is taking over, well, not exactly taking over, but certainly finding its way into metropolitan areas. And that is the fad of going off to a spa or a clinic or a plastic surgery office or something and getting an infusion of vitamins and minerals and amino acids. I really was shocked, you know, because I'm always sort of the last to know, when I read about this, and but I happened to get something in my inbox. I don't know why I'm on this person's mailing list. Oh, we're offering you a discounted price on getting an infusion of vitamins and minerals. You know, come to our, I think it was a plastic surgeon or somebody in the Miami area, come to our clinic and you will have a free, or not free, but heavily discounted first infusion of vitamins. I'm thinking, what? Why would I need that? You know, I mean, it's enough to just take a vitamin pill if I want to, or make sure that I'm eating salads and carrots and sweet potatoes and bananas and other good foods that have vitamins and minerals. Why would I need to get an infusion, an IV, of vitamins and minerals? And then, of course, looking it up, I realized that, oh, you know, the latest thing is don't bother eating. Why bother with that nasty stuff called food? Because it's such a nuisance. You have to chew it, you have to cook it, you have to clean up afterward. Just go to one of these clinics and you get an infusion maybe three times a week of your vitamins and minerals. And then, because those of us who really don't like chewing protein food, like maybe cottage cheese or yogurt or fish, you can get an infusion of amino acids, which is what protein is digested down to after you eat it. And not only can you get all these things, but if you get a special combination according to whatever offer is on the books for that day, you can take care of everything from PMS to smoking withdrawal to eating too much to difficulty losing weight to energy to doing better on exams. I mean, you name it, the doc will provide it. And I'm thinking there is a very thin line between what these vitamin amino acid infusion clinics are offering and, you know, 150 years ago, the snake oil guy who came to your town and said, you drink from this bottle and you will be young, your teeth will come,
yeah,
will
you'll
stop
feel
having
better.
Cavities, your hair will go back, and you will have be sexually vigorous, right?
Yeah, and that guy was called a snake oil salesman, and the despite the various movements, that essentially still exists. There are just different forms of snake oil.
And I don't understand how people can believe this. I mean, is it so hard to get your vitamins and minerals? Well, it is if you don't want to eat, or if it is if you don't ever want to take a vitamin pill. And, you know, the only people I can think of who might really want to go to these places are models, you know, who can't eat because otherwise they might, God forbid, gain an ounce, or maybe even ballerinas, or, you know, because they have to be extremely thin, or there are some sports like being a gymnast, except these are young kids, I should definitely not be doing this, you know, who have to have a very a minimalistic weight. But what is wrong with food? I mean, and we're going so, as Jill, we talk so often, we're going so far away from the fact that, yeah, you know, you can put a salad on your plate and maybe have a carrot and, you know, have, you know, some other vegetables and fruits that have minerals and have a small piece of fish or other protein. And, you know, you don't need an infusion. And what's so terrible about this, frankly, is that there are people who have terrible diseases like pancreatic cancer or stomach cancer, or you know, they their whole digestive tract is taken out because they have some kind of awful, like colon cancer, for example, and they can't eat. And these are people who, you know, it's a tragedy because no, their bodies are no longer functioning. They are the ones who might need these vitamin mineral infusions, but we should be so grateful when our bodies work naturally and not put them through these artificial infusions because perhaps we're too lazy or too hard
to
for us to chew.
To find out what we should eat. Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, here we go.
Oh, my lecture for today.
Really?
Sorry.
No, no. Necessary. Thank you very much, right. Dr. Judy Wertman.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can join Judy right here live on Thursday morning. So rebroadcast also.
At the weekend.
On the weekend. And also at our on-demand page.